The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham.
On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Dr. Allison Bradley. Dr. Bradley is the owner of Pacific Audiology Clinic.
Hi.
Hey there, Dr. Bradley. How are you? Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So let's get started today by talking about you and your practice. Tell me about your history with audiology and how you got into this.
Okay. I've been an audiologist for 25 years. I kind of fumbled upon it in college and fell in love with hearing and everything related to hearing. And then I'm an East Coaster, so I came from Buffalo, New York, moved out to the West Coast, and then I had always had a dream of opening my own private practice. So in 2007, there was an opportunity to buy a very small existing practice. So that was purchased. I had a business partner at the time, but now I'm kind of a solo owner. I've taken over everything. And I've been an audiologist for 25 years, and I've been in private practice and own my own business for 17 this May.
Very nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you're kind of a women-owned and operated business, aren't you?
You got it. We have one guy working at our office currently, but mostly it's all women, but I am the only owner. So yes, woman-owned for sure.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, maybe we should also discuss what audiology is. Let's talk about that.
Yes, audiology is the study and treatment of hearing loss and things hearing related. So hearing disorders, vertigo and dizziness, everything related to the ear. So,
okay. When should someone see an audiologist?
That's a great question. I think that everybody as an adult should see an audiologist at some point. We already see the dentist, we see the eye doctor, we see our primary care physician. So seeing an audiologist is one of those other things that should be done to at least get a baseline. If somebody comes, or if somebody is feeling like they are having trouble hearing in a background noise situation, if somebody has ringing in their ears, if they're noticing they're turning the TV up too loud, those are all reasons to say, hey, maybe I should go get my hearing tested. Also, if you have a wax issue, an audiologist is a great person to have them look in your ears and see what's going on in there and if anything can be removed. If you've got ringing in your ears or vertigo or dizziness, those are also other reasons.
Wow. How would you know if you have too much wax in your ears?
It might feel like you got cotton in your ears.
Okay.
Right? Or it might feel really itchy. You might want to be sticking your finger in your ears. You know, the old saying goes, don't stick anything smaller than your elbow in your ear, right? So we don't want you digging in there with a Q-tip. We want you to get it checked and then have it professionally removed if need be.
Nothing bigger than your elbow. I use a Q-tip every morning, I'm sorry to say.
That's okay. I mean, a lot of people do. The problem with a Q-tip is a lot of times it packs that wax in, or it can abrade that skin in there by rubbing that around, right? You pull it out and you have that little bit of yellow and you're like, oh, I'm successful, right? But a lot of times what you're doing is you're just pushing it in further.
I try not to go in too far, mostly just to get the liquid, the water after a shower out.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So how can you tell if you or someone you know has some hearing loss?
Great question. If you are finding, again, like I was just saying, if you're turning the TV up too loud, or somebody's complaining, oh gosh, wow, that TV is really loud. If you go to a restaurant and you're really having trouble hearing, if you're leaning in trying to see if you can understand what's going on, if you are saying what or huh a lot, or if you say, oh gosh, everybody mumbles around me, that's probably a big one.
Oh.
People say, God, it's not me, it's, you know, my brother, he mumbles. Well, it might not be the case. It might be that you have a hearing loss.
Oh. We're talking today with Dr. Allison Bradley, owner of Pacific Audiology Clinic. So when we see an audiologist for the first time, what can we expect?
When you come in for the first time, things that you can expect is you're going to come in and we want to get to know you. We want a full medical history, right? We want to know why you're there, what kind of problems you're having. And then we'll look medically at what your history looked like. Did you ever work around noise? Was there any family history of hearing loss? Did you have any ear infections as an adult or as a child? So after we take kind of a full medical history, then we will do a hearing test. We put you in a booth. You wear some headphones, kind of like what you're wearing today.
Hope they're not as worn out as mine.
Or the ones, inserts that go inside of your ears, and we'll ask you to raise your hand whenever you hear a tone, even if it's barely noticed. And we're trying to find the softest level that you can hear at. And then we'll do some speech testing, some speech discrimination, meaning if we can make a word loud enough, we want to know if you can hear it. Repeat it and understand it. So all of those things. And then once we get that, we'll be able to determine, do you have a hearing loss and how much of a hearing loss and how it could be possibly impacting you.
Do you think someone that isn't experiencing hearing loss necessarily should come in and have a checkup, just like you have a teeth cleaning every year?
For sure. Yes. Everybody, every adult person should definitely have a baseline. The reason for that is then we have something to compare it to. If there's no baseline and somebody comes in and they have this moderate to severe hearing loss, we don't know how long it's been there. So I definitely recommend, just like an eye exam or a teeth cleaning, to come in and get that baseline. And then from there, you can determine how often you need to come in to get that rechecked.
Do you know if you need special insurance to cover that? Like you have special eye insurance, right?
Right.
It's not covered by your medical insurance.
Right. Most major insurances will pay for an annual hearing test.
Okay.
So you have to check with your insurance, but most of them cover it once a year.
So that is recommended, like once a year I should come in?
It is. It depends, right? So I tell my patients, if they come in and they have normal hearing, it's kind of an as-need basis, unless you have a family history of hearing loss or maybe you work around noise, then maybe coming in every couple years to get it checked so that we catch it early is recommended. If you come in and you have a mild, moderate, severe loss, whatever that is, we would recommend you come in every year or two and get your hearing tested. If you have hearing aids, we definitely want to do that on an annual basis, because if you're wearing hearing aids, we want to be able to readjust your hearing aids to your current threshold so that you're hearing the best you possibly can.
What are the most common reasons people have hearing loss?
The most common reasons, presbycusis, which is hearing loss due to aging. Noise-induced hearing loss is another one. Some people have congenital hearing loss, so they're born with that. But I would say the most common one is age-related hearing loss. As we age, everybody loses their hearing. Now, how fast? It's different for everybody. That's like asking me how many wrinkles you're going to get. I don't know that answer.
Yeah.
But we definitely want to check it, because as you get older in life, you definitely are going to have some sort of loss.
Radio people tend to see a lot of concerts. So I've seen a few in my day. Probably I should get tested. I've never had my hearing tested.
You should absolutely do that. Yep. And a lot of people have not. Maybe they did it in kindergarten, but they haven't done it since then. So I recommend at any adult age, like I said, to definitely get in and get your hearing tested, especially if you're somebody that goes to concerts, or for you, you wear headphones, you're listening to things all day long, right?
Yeah.
It's possible that there can be some damage due to noise. So we want to check that and make sure that you're hearing the best you possibly can.
Speaking of headphones, technology for headphones for listening has really advanced, like with the Apple AirPods that you can stick inside your ears.
For sure.
Have those affected hearing at all?
They have. So my rule of thumb is no more than half, right, as far as turning it up. But what we are finding is that hearing loss is being detected at an earlier age because kids especially are cranking things up really loud because they're trying to tune out their outside environment. So we definitely are finding a little bit more because of that, and because of gamers as well, right?
Oh.
Gamers are wearing big headphones. They're cranking things up really loud. And so hearing loss is becoming more prevalent.
And some people just wear headphones all day long.
All day long. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That can be a little crazy. So if you do have hearing loss, what are some options?
If you have hearing loss, the options are really based on the recommendations of your audiologist. So it depends. You could do nothing, right? That doesn't really work because you have a hearing loss. That's not going to go away on its own. You can talk to your audiologist about, hey, what kind of functional impairment am I having? Am I having a functional impairment enough to warrant some sort of amplification? If you if you have a really mild hearing loss, it may not be necessary. Somebody might come into my office and we'll talk about the problems that they're having, and they might not have any issues. They might be doing well in conversation, doing well in noise, and they might be kind of on the fence as far as needing amplification. So we talk about, if there isn't a functional impairment, come back and see us in a year, and we'll continue to monitor it until it gets to a point where hearing aids are in fact recommended and you're not on the fence anymore. If you do need, if you're not on the fence, then we talk about different technologies and different types of hearing aids that are out there on the market. We go over all the different levels of technology and make a decision on what might be the best for you and make our recommendations. And then at the end of the day, that's your choice on what you think you want to use. We try to fit the technology not only with the loss, but with your lifestyle and the price point that you want to stay in.
Hearing aids have come a long way.
They have come a long way. I mean, I've been in the business for 25 years, and especially in the last 10 to 15, things have changed drastically. Technology is like that snowball rolling down the hill. It's just getting faster and faster. So new technology is coming out quicker and quicker every day. So,
yeah, these are not your grandfather's hearing aids anymore,
that is
right?
True. It's not that ugly beige banana that's on the back of your ear or used to be on the back of your ear, or the body aid that you had to wear, right, that had the cords running up to little buds that went in your ear.
So can we talk about some of that technology? Because that's sometimes a drawback for people, right? They don't want to have a visible hearing aid on.
Oh, for sure. For sure. There's all sorts of technology. Not when you choose a hearing aid, you have to choose what it looks like, and then you need to choose the technology that goes in it. There are hearing aids that are really small now that fit way down inside of the ear that you can't see just by looking at somebody. There are hearing aids that are extended wear hearing aids that sit 4 millimeters from your eardrum that live in your ear for up to 3 months. Right. There are also hearing aids that get bigger, obviously, inside the bowl of your ear, to hearing aids that go over the back of your ear. And the larger ones obviously have more technology because there's more space for that. There are hearing aids that have Bluetooth technology in them. So you can pair with your cell phone and you can have an app on your phone to adjust your hearing aid. You can stream podcasts, music, books on tape, phone calls from your phone into your hearing aid. So it's definitely, again, not your grandfather's hearing aid. There's a lot more technology in that little package.
Yeah, it's not the horn you stick up to your ear anymore.
Right,
exactly. That hasn't been around for a long time, probably, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How quickly, well, there probably isn't a typical way that people, a typical amount of time that people lose their hearing, but does it happen gradually, generally?
It does. It happens gradually over time. Everybody, again, ages different. So if it's just due to aging, it's different for everybody. There's also a genetic component. If you have hearing loss in your family, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister has hearing loss, it's possible that you've got that same genetic component and you can have some hearing loss. It also can be noise induced. So depending on what you work around, if you work in construction or you do recreational shooting or you go to concerts a lot, you can definitely damage your ears that way.
Yeah. I'm guilty for going to concerts.
All the things.
Are hearing tests done for free?
They are not done for free. So I am a Medicare provider, meaning I take Medicare insurance. And when you are a provider for Medicare insurance, you have to treat everybody the same. And we bill Medicare for hearing tests. So because we have to treat everybody the same, we're not able to do a free hearing test. We can do a free screening, but a free screening is really a pass or fail test. It's at 4 frequencies. Either you're in the normal range or you're outside of the normal range, but it doesn't give us a full picture audiologically on what your hearing loss is, and it doesn't allow us to make any recommendations. So a full hearing test is what's recommended so that we can see the full scope of your hearing and possible loss and what recommendations might be best for you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Did you say a while ago that you're seeing younger and younger people coming?
We are seeing younger and younger people. Now, is it because there's more baby boomers out there, right, today than there ever was? Maybe some of that, but definitely the age range has decreased. I think that's for a lot of reasons, some because of noise exposure, but some because the awareness of hearing, frankly, has increased, which is great. COVID, surprisingly, really helped the hearing industry.
Really?
And over-the-counter hearing aids. So over-the-counter hearing aids came out in 2022, and I think that opened people's eyes to, oh, wow, there are hearing devices out there. Hey, I should maybe look into that. And COVID, for that matter, because people wore masks. And when people wore masks, they cut off looking at people's lips. And a lot of people said, gosh, I can't hear now that I have a mask. I have this thing over, you know, the mouth of whoever I'm trying to talk to or pay attention to, I can't hear them. So it kind of spurred things up to have people go and get their hearing checked.
It sounds like people do a lot more lip reading than we realize.
A lot more lip reading, right. Wow. A lot of patients come into my office and they'll say, I don't lip read, but you can see them watching and looking at your lips while you're talking because you can glean some information, even if you're not technically a lip reader, you can get some information from watching people's lips to know what kind of sound and potentially what word it is to help fill in those blanks that maybe you're missing.
And when we had masks on, we had you really read people's eyes, right?
Yeah, which is not easy, right? Yeah. When you only get half the face, that's really difficult to get a lot of information.
I remember there was a supermodel years ago who said she would smile with her eyes.
Oh,
and
true.
So when I thought of that when people were wearing masks, I'm like, oh, I'm smizing.
Yes, true.
So we're talking today with Dr. Allison Bradley, owner of Pacific Audiology Clinic. So Dr. Bradley, let's talk about ringing in the ears. What's that?
Yes. So ringing in the ears, or what people say tinnitus or tinnitus, both are correct, is basically this sound that's in your ears. It could be a rustling, a thumping, a ringing, any sort of sound that you have in your ear that is not from any external source. It can be constant, it can be intermittent, it can be in one ear, it can be in both ears. But I read a statistic the other day that 15% of the world's population has tinnitus.
15%?
15%, which is actually, for the whole world, it's pretty big. That's quite a few.
Sounds like a lot to me.
So, yeah.
But you would know, you're the
first.
Yeah,
I think it's a lot. So,
what is the cause of tinnitus?
Well, tinnitus can be there all by itself. There's lots of reasons. It could be because of hearing loss due to aging. It could be because of a noise-induced hearing loss. It could be that something is going on inside the inner or the middle ear. So it's always good to, if you feel like you have tinnitus, to give your audiologist a call and go in and get hearing tested. Sometimes it's associated with hearing loss and sometimes it isn't. So it's a good idea to kind of check that box, if you will, and also be seen by an ear, nose, and throat physician to see if there's any underlying causes for that ringing.
I've had lots of ringing. Okay, I've admitted several times now that I've seen lots of loud shows. But ears ring really quite a bit, but that's kind of temporary. It goes away after a couple of hours.
So that's called temporary threshold shift. So if you go to a concert and it's really loud and you don't protect your ears, a lot of times you leave and sometimes you have that ringing, or sometimes it feels like you've got your hands over your ears, right? Kind of like you're wearing earmuffs, but you're not really. Yeah. And you can have temporary ringing and you can have temporary hearing loss because of the loud music or loudness, whatever it was that you were around. Sometimes that goes away for some people and sometimes it doesn't.
Is that kind of like your ears protecting themselves?
They're trying to. You're basically damaging your ears. So when you...
Oh, good.
Yeah. Sorry for the bearer of bad news.
So unlike tinnitus, tinnitus doesn't go away.
For some people, they get it, it lasts for less than a minute, and then it goes away. For some people, they have it, and they have it for life. It's different for everybody. You can also have a head trauma and also have tinnitus temporarily, and it goes away. I went a couple years ago to a lake, and I did a bridge jump with my son. And my son and I grabbed hands and we fell into the water, and I fell into the water on my side, on my ear. And I had hearing loss and temporary tinnitus in my ear for about 4 months due to that kind of acoustic trauma. It luckily went away, but that's not always the case for everybody.
Wow, tinnitus sounds like it would be a struggle, because you probably hear it when you're in a quiet
space. Yeah, it it is a struggle for some. Some people say, well, I've just gotten used to it, and they can hear it if they look for it or listen for it. I tell people, when you have tinnitus, quiet is not your friend, right? Because in quiet, then you hear this foreign sound. It's your brain fixates on this sound that it hears in your head. It's not hearing anything else. But if you're around noise, for some people, not everybody, that noise helps mask out that ringing that they might have in their ears or in their head, and helps their brain focus on something else and kind of push that ringing into the background.
Okay. Good to know. So how does one decide where to go to get help for hearing loss or tinnitus or anything like that?
I think that the best place for people to start is to ask their primary care physician if you have a good relationship. Some people are really close with their primary care, and the primary care is a wealth of knowledge as far as who to go to for all sorts of things, including hearing loss. Also asking family or friends, did they have a good experience with an audiologist or an audiology clinic? And what was that like? And are they close? Is that someplace that they can go? So you can also look online. There's reviews all over of places to go. But I know that for us, the patients that we have, a lot come from word of mouth, because they're telling people. If people have a good experience at their audiology clinic, they're telling other people, here's where I went, go here.
Excellent. So can we talk about some of the services that you guys offer?
Sure.
Pacific Audiology?
Sure, yep. So we offer a full range of diagnostic testing to determine hearing loss. And we also offer custom plugs, impressions for any sort of customized plug, whether it's a musician plug or a sleep plug, anything like that. We also have a cochlear implant mapping that we do. That's kind of a newish thing at our clinic. So people that have severe losses and have a cochlear implant, they can come to us and we'll do that follow-up care for them. We also do wax removal. So if for some reason, we talked earlier, if you feel like you've got cotton in your ears, or if you feel like you've got a previous wax issue, you can come in and we will do wax removal for you.
I've had wax removal done once before, and it was like, wow, the world changes.
It does, for sure.
You hear a lot more high-end things.
Yeah, you can go from completely plugged to kind of opening things back up again. So,
speaking of plugged, I had a cold last week and my ears were kind of plugged. My right one has started to pop a little bit. Do you have any recommendations on how to make your ears pop?
Yeah. So that popping in your ears is your eustachian tube opening and closing, which is back behind your ear or behind your ear. And it's this valve that opens and closes. So if you have a cold a lot of times and you have congestion in your nose, in your throat, in your ears, right? Everything's interconnected. That eustachian tube gets stuck shut. And when it does, it can cause this negative pressure feeling in your ears. Like when you go over a mountain but can't clear your ears.
Or in an airplane,
right?
Or something.
Exactly. And so as what happens is that valve gets stuck shut because the tissue is inflamed. As that tissue becomes less inflamed, it opens back up again. So sometimes people hear, oh, it'll pop occasionally, or hey, they hear some weird sounds in their ears because that valve is trying to start open again. You can do the Valsalva, which is a plug your nose and blow to kind of try to force it open. That doesn't work for anybody, or that doesn't work for everybody. Or you can take over the counter like an antihistamine to see if you can kind of bring down that inflammation and open up those ears.
So plugging your nose and blowing out your ears, that's not a bad thing to do?
Nope. That helps equalize the pressure in your ears.
Wow.
So
good to know. I was happy to have my right ear kind of pop today
when
I knew I was going to be meeting you.
Well, it's nice. It's not fun to walk around feeling like you have earmuffs on and not being able to hear as well as you could.
Constantly yawning and swallowing and trying to make it do
its
thing.
Exactly.
So in the last minute or so we have here, let's talk about what's the future of audiology?
Oh.
What are you seeing on the horizon?
That's a good question. I think that audiology is going to continue to develop with better hearing technology, right? Better hearing aid technology, so that we can meet the growing need of hearing loss, frankly. They're trying to make hearing aids smaller and smarter and more convenient for people. I hope that the stigma, my hope for audiology is that the stigma continues to decrease so that more people will want to wear hearing aids.
Yeah. Excellent. You've given us some really great information today.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Dr. Allison Bradley, owner of Pacific Audiology Clinic. Thanks.
Thank you for having me.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.